Okay, well, I guess there's no getting around it. It's time for me to say something like, it's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Now, what do you think I am doing right now? If you guessed drinking tea and watching football, you would be correct. That's good. I got a lot of games to watch today. And I sort of got a slow start to my day. So we're doing the show during the Chelsea game. 35 minutes in. And the score is 0-0. Other games include Wolverhampton and Crystal Palace at 0-0, West Ham versus Brighton and Hove 0-0, Newcastle versus Man U 0-0, and Bournemouth-Watford 0-1, Watford. Let's go Watford. And then Huddersfield Town and Burnley 1-0, Huddersfield up by 1. It's a big football day. Big football day for me. And what is my cat doing? My cat is watching the game. I am not kidding you. Pippa is very, very interested in what's going on the TV right now. Now, is that because it's football, or is it just because she wants to be on the banky? Here's where it gets weird. Last night it got cold here. Down to about 5 degrees. 5 degrees Fahrenheit. That's a very low negative number in Celsius. I'm not even going to try to convert it. Needless to say, it was super cold. And being as I knew it was going to be super cold, I got smart and I slept under the new blanket. Regular listeners to this show will remember that my mom gave me some more blankets. My mom gave me two blankets a week or two ago. And one of the blankets is a comforter. It's a big, thick blanket-type thing. It's 2 inches thick. I don't know what's in it. This is very different than my other blankets. And a couple of weeks ago, I tried to sleep under it, and I was actually too hot. So last night I decided to use this blanket because I knew it was going to get so cold that I would probably need to have it. So last night I got out the blankie and I slept underneath it, and yeah, it worked out pretty good. I did not wake up cold, but I did wake up at one point in time, probably because my shoulder hurt, and I found I couldn't roll over because my cat was sleeping. Not quite on me, but on the blanket, and I had my legs curled, so she was sort of sleeping, leaning up against my butt, and then I was sleeping on my side, and she was sort of tucked in between my legs and my butt, and so I couldn't roll over, so I sort of had to very carefully sort of shift my way around the cat without waking the cat up, and she sort of stayed there. Ooh. That was kind of difficult, but apparently Pippa really likes the new blanket. This is the first time the cat has ever done that. That's the first time I ever remember her actually sleeping up against me. Was that because it was so cold last night? Probably. And the fact that she really likes the blanket. It's a warm blanket. And so now, here she is. She's sitting, all of 1 meter from the TV. The blanket is sort of pushed down and wadded up with, my other blankets. And I can't stick my feet underneath them because I have to pull the blanket up. And if I pull the blanket up, then it's going to disturb the kitty. And we can't disturb the kitty. So apparently Pippa really likes the new blanket. That's good. Yeah. I do remember very early this morning, well, early for me, around 9 a.m., she did get up and she crawled over me and she went into the bathroom to get a drink of water or something. And so then when I moved, I could feel the hot spot where she was sleeping, and I rolled over into it, and I was like, oh yeah, so warm, ah. Because cats are hotter than humans. I don't remember exactly what the temperature of a cat is, but it's over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, if memory serves. Something in my memory is telling me like 104, but I don't know if that's right. Cats run hotter than humans. So that's good to know. I suppose. Good tea. I'm thirsty today. So delicious. Why am I so thirsty today? I even had to drink a big glass of Kool-Aid earlier. I mean, a branded powdered instant drink mix. I was so thirsty this morning. And I know why I'm a little bit dehydrated, because I didn't drink enough stuff yesterday, or probably the day before. My brother has been in town for the last couple days. So I've been hanging out with my brother a lot over at my parents' house. But he left this morning. He left this morning at about 4 a.m. So let's see. Where is he about now? He's probably... I'm trying to think. By now, he's probably 2.5 or 3 hours out of Chicago if he didn't stop to eat or anything, and I don't think he did. My brother loves to drive straight through. So, trying to do some math in my head. He's still probably 4 hours away from home, or thereabouts. And therefore, is probably not listening to this show right now. Although he could be, because he has a new car, and it's got all kinds of electronics into it that he can hook his smartphone up to and do weird stuff. And I was sort of playing with his car a little bit while he was here. I wanted to hack it. I wanted to drive around in it, find a terminal emulator, and log into SDF while I was riding around in a car. But I ended up not doing that. So, oh well. If you are logged into your... If you're logged into SDF from your car right now, or if you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee in your car, I do applaud you. I applaud you. And last night, what did we have for dinner? Pork chops in my family, and I'm not sure exactly how this tradition started. I think it has something to do with my mom's family. My mom's mom, my maternal grandmother, might have had a hand in this, but for some reason in my family, it's traditional, and we don't really have a lot of traditions, not a lot of real hard traditions that we feel like we need to follow. But for some reason, it is tradition in my family to eat pork chops and sauerkraut on New Year's Day. Was that yesterday? No, that wasn't yesterday, but because my brother was in town, I had to... You're not hearing a couple of these shows in order because there was some stuff going on, blah, blah, blah. So anyway... Yeah, even though Today is what? The 6th? Yeah. Now are you confused? Yeah. I bet you're super confused. You're going to be even more confused when I tell you what time it is. It's 1940 UTC. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee Live. But so anyway, I ate some pork chops and sauerkraut, and that was delicious. I haven't had that in a while. But that's neither here nor there. When my brother was in town, he showed me some cool stuff. And he turned me on to a few, quote, TV shows, end quote, that I need to watch. You know, these shows aren't really on TV anymore because now we have Netflix and Amazon Prime and the YouTubes and we have all this kind of stuff, right? And so I'm not completely up on what cool TV shows there are and that stuff these days, but we did watch an episode of Tokyo Vampire Hotel. And oh my god, it was brilliant. I loved it. It was great. Now, I don't know much about Tokyo Vampire Hotel, but I can only presume it started off as a manga, then got turned into an anime, and then was made into a live-action show. Because the live-action show that I saw, keep in mind that I'm unfamiliar with the manga and the anime. Hi. Oh, Pippa moved and she's come over here. Hi. Hi, what are you doing? Oh, you got an itchy ear. You better scratch your ears. Okay, good. So I watched this show, and yeah, it just had that vibe. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Toad, but you hate vampire stuff. Yes, that is true. I hate chick vampire stuff. And by chick vampire stuff, you are perfectly well aware that I'm referring to things like Anne Rice, Interview with the Vampire, and the Twilight Saga. Chick vampire stuff. Tokyo Vampire Hotel is not that way. Nobody's falling in love with vampires or werewolves. This is some harsh stuff. And if you have children, you probably don't want them to watch it. Unless they are very accustomed to extreme violence and gore. Lots of blood. So if your children aren't afraid of blood, then maybe this is for you. But Tokyo Vampire Hotel, my god, I loved it. I've got to watch the whole thing, but it's on Amazon Prime, and I don't have that. My brother said he's going to set me up on his account and blah, blah, blah. So I can watch that later. So good. If you love Japanese stuff, if you like anime and Japanese-style storytelling, if you like Japanese horror films, you will like Tokyo Vampire Hotel. It is weird. It is confusing. If you're the type of person who needs a very obvious and expositional, clear line of linear storytelling type of person, if you need those type of stories, do not watch Tokyo Vampire Hotel. It's one of those things that you need to think about and figure out for yourself. It's very cool. And Pippa's back. Hi, what are you doing? Where are you going? What's this cat doing? The good news is now that I can put my feet under the blanket, so now my feet are warm. Hooray. Other shows that we watched, one that I just loved, was called Dairy Girls. Was this on Netflix or was it on? I don't know. You can find it. You're not an idiot. Dairy Girls. Dairy Girls is a show about, five or six teenage girls, high school girls in Derry, Northern Ireland, sometimes known as Londonderry. And this show is a comedy. It's about these girls go to a Catholic high school, an all-girls Catholic high school, but an English boy transfers in and is part of the comedy. And it's very good. It really, really cracked me up. how would I describe it? It's kind of like, I don't know, it's sort of like Trailer Park Boys, but it's Northern Irish girls during the Troubles. And it's funny, it's bizarre because, yeah, this all takes place during the Troubles in the 80s. And it's sort of hilarious because the first episode starts off with people can't get over this bridge because there's a bomb threat. There's a bomb. And so this bomb is just a big hassle for it. It's just hilarious. It was killing me. I was just dying. It was a stitch. It was very funny. I really enjoyed it. And hopefully I will get to see the rest of that. Again, my brother said he was going to give me his Netflix credentials so I could use his Netflix account and watch this show. Because Derry Girls, and if you're looking it up, it's Derry. Derry Girls, Derry the town. Look it up. If you like that kind of stuff, I recommend it. It's a trip. Good characters. Funny plots. It's one of those things where, you know, nothing goes right for these girls, and it's it's a hoot. And then I saw something else, which first I didn't know what to think about it. My brother made me watch a couple of episodes of the Get Shorty series. And if you didn't know, yes, they made Get Shorty into a series. And the first thing my brother asked me was, did you see the movie Get Shorty? And I'm like, yeah, a long time ago. I barely remember anything about it. Blah, blah, blah. I didn't think it was that great, or maybe I was remembering the sequel, which really sucked, and blah, blah, blah. He's like, well, you need to watch this. So we watched the series, and I remember seeing some ads for it somewhere, I don't know. And I knew that Ray Romano is in it, and I said, I don't know if I want to watch it. I really, really hate Ray Romano. And my brother said, yeah, I do too, but he's actually good in this, and he's not doing Ray Romano. And he's like, well, I don't think Ray Romano can do any other characters but Ray Romano, but okay, I'll watch it anyway. And it turned out it was actually kind of good. At first, I didn't know really what to think because it just seemed to me like, well, it took a long time to develop. You know, the movie is less than 2 hours long, but each episode of Get Shorty the series is like an hour. So they take an hour just to develop this, to set up the whole plot. And I'm like, geez, this is taking forever. But after I watched some more, I was like, well, okay, I guess it's okay. Because they can develop some of this stuff more and blah, blah, blah. And the only thing I can really say is, Get Shorty the series has the vibe of Swedish Dicks plus Breaking Bad, because, you know, it sort of takes place in Pahrump, Nevada, but it was really filmed in, like, Albuquerque, right? But it was better than the movie. I liked the way that they were setting it up, because it wasn't slick the way sort of Get Shorty was, and sort of presumptuous. It had a more realistic type of vibe to it. Will I continue to watch Get Shorty, presuming I can get the service and show and blah, blah, blah? Yeah, I just might, but, you know, I'm not going to watch it before I watch Tokyo Vampire Hotel or Derry Girls. But I think I will eventually watch this, because now that I'm 2 episodes into it, I'm kind of like, okay, yeah, I kind of want to see where this goes. Because it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I enjoyed it. But I do have some questions about it, but I know these questions would probably be answered if I continued to watch the show. So, you know, eventually I kind of want to get back into that. But I was telling my... There were scenes that looked like they were lifted right out of Swedish Dicks and dialogue. And I'm like, dude, I'm telling my brother, that's a conversation I've heard in the show Swedish Dicks. Swedish Dicks is a show that was on the Pop Network. And you might be able to find it on Netflix or Hulu or something like that. A very great show starring Peter Stormare. And, you know, invented by Peter Stormare. I think he wrote most of it. He came up with the idea. I know he directed some of the episodes. Peter Stormare is one of my favorite actors. I just think he's funny as hell and just great. He plays the most psychotic stuff. If you ever saw the movie Constantine, starring Keanu Reeves, you may remember the character Lucifer. Lucifer was played by Peter Stormare. And he... Oh, and by the way, Keanu Reeves does make an appearance in Swedish Dicks. He's Peter Stormare's character's dead partner, Tex. And Swedish Dicks is good. It's subtle, but it's strangely silly, but kind of funny and also interesting. It's great. So I told my brother, you got to watch Swedish Dicks. If you like this stuff, you're going to love Swedish Dicks because it's the same sort of vibe, but it's all comedy. There's no sort of drug drama or anything like that. It's just funny as hell. And if you haven't seen Swedish Dicks, I highly recommend it. Go check it out. Go look for it. They made like two series. I don't know how many episodes there are. Maybe 20 or two dozen tops. Swedish Dicks is also great because Felicia Cooper is in it. She's a lovely young woman. Absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Oh. And guess who else is in it? If you might remember me talking before about it, but Peter Stormare's character, Ingmar, he's a private detective and he's got a partner named Axel. And they are the Swedish private detectives, the Swedish Dicks, because they're both Swedish. They're both from Sweden, but the show takes place in, I don't know, LA, I think. In America. And the best part of it is they have a rival. They have a rival detective with a detective agency. And that rival is Jane McKinney. And she is played by none other than Tracy Lords. Yes, that Tracy Lords. And I sort of love Tracy Lords. I don't know why. I've always been fascinated by her as a person and her story and the things that she went through. And I'm glad she's doing good today. It seems like she's doing pretty good today. I remember when she was in Cry Baby, John Waters' film, and geez, I'm so glad John Waters cast her because that sort of helped her make the transition into mainstream stuff. And you'll say, what transition into mainstream stuff? And I'm like, well, it happened, but it happened kind of slowly. Tracy Lords actually did make a lot of appearances on various TV shows, you know, where they need guest characters and stuff. And then plus she released that album back in the 90s. And I'm just glad Tracy Lords is working, doing something she wants to do. I'm trying to think. How old is she? She's probably about my age, because I remember when her story broke and it was a big deal, and I remember thinking I was in high school when it went down, and I was sort of surprised to find that she was my age. I didn't know who she was at the time, although I do remember people talking about her. Okay, and if I need to catch you up, Tracy Lords was a porn star back in the early mid 80s, and then it came out and she made what, maybe like half a dozen movies, and it was a big deal. She was sort of one of those people who broke out and people outside the porn industry knew who she was just because she was, you know, sort of a newcomer and a big deal, and she was, you know, cute and everything. And But it came out that she was underage. She was only 16 years old when she made her Blue movies and did so with a false ID. And so there was a big hubbub, an uproar. And I remember that happening. And then once she turned 18, then she wanted to get into mainstream films, but nobody would touch her, which I thought was very rude, but not a lot of people who start off in porn make the transition into mainstream film. But like I said, she did get cast in Crybaby with Johnny Depp in the John Waters film, Crybaby. Got it. I remember seeing that because I was a huge John Waters fan. And when I saw that movie, and it was like, whoa, Tracy Lords? Jeez. She's going to get a regular film career, hopefully, maybe, sort of, kind of, not really. So I've just always sort of been interested in that story. I mean, what drives a child to run away, you know, because she grew up in a bad situation. She ran away, and then she got pregnant when she was super young, and, what a horrible story. But she's doing good nowadays, I think. And I'd just like to thank John Waters for casting her. I do love John Waters, and I do love some of the weird people that he casts when he's not using his own people, the Dreamlanders. Patty Hearst being one of them. John Waters has cast Patty Hearst in a couple of his movies, and I thought that was funny, and she was funny in the movies. And then I saw Patty Hearst in something else. I can't remember what it was. This was some years ago. This is, 10 or 15 years ago. It was before I lived in my house here. But I remember seeing some weird show, and Patty Hearst was a guest star. It was something like, it was something like NCIS. But that wasn't it. What was it? It was some cop show, I think. I don't know. I could probably look that up and find out. But I don't really need to know. Patty Hearst. If for some reason you are too young to know who Patty Hearst is, I highly recommend you look her up right now. And even go so far as to find some Patty Hearst documentaries. Many documentary films have been made about Patty Hearst and her story. So you can find some of that and learn it if you don't feel like reading anything. Patty Hearst. Not a fan, really. We can pretend Patty Hearst went through some hardship, but she didn't get into any trouble, now did she? So, yeah, it's more advantageous to be super rich in America. Yeah. Rich people. They're annoying and oh so very rarely entertaining. Unlike me, I'm very poor, and that's why you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, I got more football to watch, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.